We had Ron Leary was limited with his left elbow. Todd Davis was limited with his ankle. Emmanuel Sanders limited with ankle. Donald Stevenson, DNP, with a calf. Cody Latimer was full with a knee. Will Parks was full with a shoulder, and Shane Ray was full with a wrist. Questions?
The decision to go with Rock, what did it come down to, and how did the players handle it?
Well, it came down to what's best for our football team, and quite frankly, what's best for Trevor's future. The team was okay with it. You know, they trust, obviously, Brock. He's been here before, you know, under the same situation. You know, I mean, it's very similar. So he's why we signed him, you know. We wanted a veteran presence in our quarterback room, a guy who's played in big games, a guy who can lead our offense if something like this would happen. So so far, so good. I'm excited about Brock. Watching him in meetings this morning, it's definitely a guy that's played football, you know, a lot of football at a high level. So he's excited. I'm excited. His teammates are excited.
When you say it's a guy who's played a lot, can you kind of explain what you mean?
Well, he's played in big games. You know, I mean, he's not a second-year player. So, I mean, he's got experience on the big stage. He's got experience with Mike's offense, you know, quite frankly. He's got experience with our locker room, you know, which is important. You know, our veteran players trust him because they've been here with him before. So, again, that's why he was the perfect fit to be our backup.
What did you mean about this being a decision that's best for Trevor's future?
It's best for Trevor because he's a young quarterback, okay? His career is not over, you know, by this. You know? Lots of young quarterbacks have to take a step back to kind of just watch the game and kind of figure out how to play the game better, you know, because all of the good quarterbacks are game managers. You know, that's a negative term in football, but it shouldn't be, because to be a quarterback, you have to manage the football game. And that part he's been struggling with. So in my opinion, for his best interest to take a step back, to watch even Brock operate in meetings and operate on game day, is going to help his future.
So do you see a scenario where after two or 3 weeks that Trevor would be better suited to come back and start for the team?
Well, I'm all about Sunday right now. You know, Brock's the quarterback right now, and after this week, you know, we'll kind of figure out the next week. But I'm only concerned about Sunday. That's a great question.
How did Trevor handle the demotion? Did he take it?
He was disappointed because, you know, he's worked hard. He's won this job 2 years in a row. And, you know, obviously it's going to be a big year for him. You know, I mean, he thought he was going to take off this year. And it hadn't happened that way. And, again, you know, I said this 10 times, it wasn't all Trevor's issues, you know, that made this happen. You know, we could have coached better. We could have played better around Trevor, you know, and we understand that. You know, it falls on Trevor, but it was a unit issue that made the change.
You were very deliberate in this decision. Was that because it was a difficult thing to?
Absolutely. You know, when you pick your quarterback, you know, it was a long, tough battle during the summer. We took our time and picked the right guy for our football team. You know, it hasn't worked out. You know, we've lost 3 games in a row. We've had games with multiple turnovers, which you can't have. So I think in fairness to the players and the staff, it was time to make a change so we can try to figure out how to stabilize the offense and to get into a fair game, you know, so we can win some of these games. You know, we've outgained our opponents in the 4 losses. Okay, our numbers and stats for Monday night, it's silly. You know, we won the yardage, we won third downs, we won the red zone, okay? We lost 1 battle, that's turnovers. And that's all about managing the game better and picking our moments better, you know, to make big plays versus making things bad to worse.
A few months ago, you mentioned how last year in Miami, when the O-line changed,
yeah,
sort of galvanized the team. Are you hoping that this has the same kind of effect on this team?
I'm hoping that this move can simply stabilize the offense so we can get into a fair game. You know, so we can win some football games, or just simply to see where we're at as a football team. We can't, you know, see where we're at until we stop turning the football over. It's impossible to win in this league with 3 to 4 turnovers a game. You know, Monday night, it's a 20-13 game with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and we've got 4 turnovers. Okay, how about just 2 and see where we are? So I'm anxious to see where we are if we don't turn the ball over.
Do
to see how good we can be.
BJ, you have an interesting decision with Chad Kelly coming up, whether or not to put him on IR.
Mm-hmm.
What will go, I mean, he's on IR, he can't really practice with the team.
Right.
What will go into your decision-making on either putting him on IR or keeping him on the team?
Well, simple numbers, you know, are his health. You know, I mean, he's had two injuries that he's rehabbed hard from. He went today a little bit in practice. It was just okay. That has to happen by Monday. So it's almost clear, you know, with Chad. It's almost clear.
This offense was designed with Paxton and Trevor in mind.
Okay.
Not Brock.
Mm-hmm.
How well suited is this offense for Brock?
What offense was designed, you know, for our skill players, you know, in my opinion. It wasn't designed for a quarterback certain skill set. Now, Mike's got a wide variety of concepts that he can use with any quarterback, but the offense in itself, in my opinion, was designed for our skill players, you know, more our receivers and our backs. And the quarterbacks, those three guys are very similar, you know. They're all pocket passers. They're guys with big arms, you know, so the offense won't change much. So, you know, Brock's been with Mike before. He gets it. He's been with Peyton, you know, for a couple years, and it's very similar terminology and concepts. So that part works in our favor, in my opinion.
You had said when he first got here, if he had had to play in the opener, it would have been a smaller package for Brock. Mm-hmm. Is he open to the full playbook at this
Absolutely.
Point?
Absolutely. Brock, you know, Brock's a pro's pro, man. I mean, he is one of the first guys here, last guy to leave. You know, we talked last night, and he went right to the film room and bought in a tablet full of questions to Mike this morning. So, you know, he's been around the best in the business, so he knows how to prepare. So as far as the offense, he's got it.
So did you tell Brock last night he was going to start?
I told all three quarterbacks last night, you know, separately, and obviously Trevor disappointed, and, you know, Brock was very excited, and Paxton, you know, he's just waiting to get healthy enough to compete.
And so you look at this being you want to focus just on this week and not who your quarterback's going to be.
Absolutely, guys.
How do you keep that as not a distraction or keep your team focused? You know, mm-hmm. when that is obviously the question that all the people in this group ask.
Absolutely. It's a week-to-week business, you know, so my focus is absolutely on Sunday. Now, simple, right? If Brock plays well, he'll play next week. Okay, that's just simple. So that won't be hard to determine after Sunday's game. That's the test Sunday.
Time for a few more for the coach.
When you go back and look at the way Trevor played in the first couple of weeks, what do you think changed for him in his last few weeks? He looks like a very different quarterback, not just with the turnover.
Well, our three wins and the four losses all look the same if you look at the games. You know, in the three wins, you know, we were very efficient running the football. The pass game was more play-action passes, and the third downs were all manageable, and he played good football. He had two picks against the Chargers. One was a tip ball off a screen, and one was a unit error. So it's a hard league, you know, and teams adjust, you know, and they make you adjust to what you're doing well, you know. So that plays into some. He's a young quarterback. You know, teams made adjustments, and you know, we didn't play well to that.
Eagles are pretty tough to run against, Coach. How much can Devontae Booker help in that aspect?
Devontae Booker has played well. I mean, he's had limited touches, but in those touches, he's had explosive plays. So he's a young guy with strong, fresh legs. He's got great ball skills. So as we go along here, he should get more opportunities.
Coach, DeMarcus Walker didn't dress. Talk about some of the rookie struggles he's been going through.
Well, we dressed four outside linebackers, you know, obviously with Shane Ray being back. And that fourth guy has to play special teams. And Edobali is a starter on punt return and punt and kickoff return. And he's not. Simple as that. So he won't dress until he plays better teams.
How about moving him back to DN at all? No, that five technique?
That's very possible in the future, but right now he's an outside linebacker.
Last one, Nikki.
How's it looking for Jake Buck?
I'm not sure. You know, he was back on the field today, you know, so we'll see.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.